Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
I'm on! Next!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
And that's it. That's the show. Two-man show. Two-man show, just like in the beginning. Just like old times. All right.
Yeah, just like
Back to basics.
Just like the first ever
Very
podcast.
First episode I was
Me
on.
Me and Eric.
Yeah. Well, we did an episode. We just didn't record it or publish it or do anything with it.
Yeah, it was a test run.
Yeah. We just talked about it on a couch, probably.
And then you were like, oh, I'll see you in 6 months or
yeah,
so.
Yeah. I'll like be that. A special guest in 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe's on assignment.
He is.
You know, whatever that assignment is, we do not know, but it's an assignment, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see what he has to report to us next week.
It better be good. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. So, yeah, another week of SmackDown and Raw.
Yeah. Fans are still there.
I'm surprised. Yeah,
SmackDown mimicked, WrestleMania 2? It was in a couple different places.
Oh, God.
At the same time?
God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Right.
Crazy stuff.
Indeed.
A lot to talk about. Raw was a dumpster fire, as always.
Yes.
It's just really painful to watch. It's really bad.
If we were grading, which, I mean, we don't do it on this this show, but if we were grading, SmackDown would have definitely won. For sure.
SmackDown usually is the better show.
Yeah.
I've said before, like, Raw is like, I'm suicidal when I watch Raw.
Right.
And SmackDown's like,
Yeah.
Like, I just don't feel anything for it, but it wasn't like, God. Some things about it were this week.
Yeah.
Like doing
a lot of Raw
show.
This week was, oh, God.
Yeah.
Someone in our group said they watched Raw in 4 minutes and got everything they needed. And I'm like, that seems possible.
You could probably cut that in half.
Yeah. Two minutes.
Yeah.
Here's 2 minutes of Raw.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
First things first, though, we have to thank our new patrons. So thank you to Rick Ross.
Oh, the famous rapper slash album producer.
Yeah, see, rap and wrestling, it goes together.
Rap and wrestling connection.
Connection.
Yeah.
He loves Hit Row, I think.
Sure.
We have Stephen Freeman.
Oh.
Morgan Freeman's brother? No, I don't know.
Yes.
And then Brian Walden.
Owner of Walden Books.
That's
crazy.
Yeah. A lot of celebrities are joining our Patreon.
Yeah.
.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling.
I mean, if TMZ was in Houston, we'd be on every week.
Oh, for sure.
I
heard rumors they're moving to Houston just to cover us.
Yeah. Look at Eric at Chipotle.
Eric, no, the headline is, Eric not eating pizza? What is happening?
Yeah. If they would have followed me this weekend, surprise, Eric's buying more toys. Yeah.
Eric spotted that. The insert wrestler's name here is signing.
Right, yeah.
Oh, man. So, yeah, join our Patreon, patreon.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling.
Yeah.
We're having a new bracket come out this week.
Yes.
Best wrestling couple of all time.
Yeah.
It's already been recorded.
It has been.
And it's coming out in a couple of days.
And this was actually submitted to us.
Yes.
By a longtime Patreon member.
Yes.
Rachel Graham.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
So maybe if you join Patreon and have a bracket idea, maybe we might do it.
Maybe.
Maybe, baby.
Just might do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
So join there. Get a t-shirt. SummerSlam's coming up.
Yes. ProWrestlingTees.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling.
Yeah.
And Patreon.com/ What's Wrong with Wrestling. $5 gets you everything. NXT, AEW recaps, pay-per-view recaps, all the brackets, movie recaps, classic recaps, all that good shit.
Yeah.
All that.
This is good such good shit.
It is. Yes. It really is.
So, all right. SmackDown opens with John Cena. He pumps up the crowd. Well, not yet. Hold on a minute.
Sorry.
He comes out. He pumps up the crowd. He makes fun of the Cleveland Guardians because they're in Cleveland.
And oh, yeah.
They just got
like
a
normal face.
Yeah.
Making fun of their local sports team.
Well, because everyone hates the new team name, the Guardians.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Guardians.
What are they guarding?
Racism.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then he calls out Roman Reigns, but instead, Paul Heyman comes out alone.
Is this a remix?
I forgot everything he said.
Did you have this on, like, repeat?
Why?
Because it went on for fucking ever.
Oh, no.
Ever.
That was...
Was this a loop?
That was not a loop.
Yeah.
He did 20 seconds of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really remember what else he said. I just remembered that.
Right, yeah.
Like, that's what he should have done.
Right.
He should have walked out, only did that, and then left.
Yeah.
Which would have made John Cena even more like, what the fuck is going on? But
man, I've been out of here a long time.
Yeah, he just said Roman Reigns is here and he'll speak when he wants to, which is what Heyman says every week.
Yeah.
The tribal chief does what he wants and we'll see him when he wants to see you.
And you'll give him head at the table.
Yes, yeah. Just like I do.
Speaking of which, I gotta go.
Oh, excuse me.
And then Roman was like,
I don't watch Roman.
Yes, we know. Please.
I was going to say bottom left, but whatever.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Sorry.
Bust a nut.
All right. Next up, we have Finn Balor versus Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Sami hit the Blue Thunder Bomb.
Uh-huh.
But to Michael Cole, that's the Michinoku Driver.
Right.
Good job there, Michael.
Taka Michinoku.
Yeah.
Shut up, Michael.
Yeah. Thank you, Bailey.
Thank you.
Who should be on commentary.
For sure.
That five times a night.
Right.
Easily.
Last I saw, her leg was still pretty heavily wrapped, so.
Yeah. Well, Miz is in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
He's out there taking bumps.
Clearly.
Taking bumps.
Maybe he's not even injured.
Maybe not. But yeah, Balor hits the coup de grace for the win, and you know, it was a good match.
Right.
Balor's just, well, we'll get to Balor later.
He's Balor.
Yeah. Next up, we have Kayla Braxton interviewing Baron Corbin backstage. Kayla asks Corbin, how much money did you make from CorbinFund.com? And he says, I actually lost money. The guy I found on the internet to build the website ghosted me. And I think he also stole my identity. I had to ride the bus here today. What's happened to me?
I think this is getting better. Outside.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, he should have known that this guy was going to steal his money and ghost him. Because if you go to CorbinFund.com, it's just a picture. There's nowhere to donate.
Oh, yeah.
So he should have known.
Right. He should have checked the website. Did he get login credentials?
No, clearly not. Well, that guy took all the money.
Yeah.
Poor Corbin. We'll get
back to this. I mean, I thought that was funny. I had to take the bus to get here.
Right.
Like, I had to take the bus from Houston to Cleveland. I took a Greyhound.
Right. Well, there's more to this we'll get to later. Yeah. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Mr. Money in the Bank, Big E.
Yeah.
Fans chant, you deserve it.
True.
Big E only gets a few words out before he's interrupted by Apollo Crews and Commander Aziz.
Oh. He's going to cash in?
He's going to cash in. Yeah. Crews is like, even I know you don't want this fucking belt. It looks terrible. Look at this. This is the IC belt? Ugly as fuck. So Crews starts talking trash, but he's interrupted by Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode, who are then interrupted by Rick Boogs and King Nakamura, who are then interrupted by Cesaro, who yells, it's swing time.
Oh.
And then the good guys throw out the bad guys, and
Teddy Long comes out and plays. You gonna do some tag matching?
I didn't see a tag match. Did you see a tag match?
No.
No.
But I mean, that seems obvious, right?
I wrote somehow this doesn't lead to a tag team match.
Yeah.
Now hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
Because I have something for you.
Oh.
This was from Sam the Man Garcia on our Patreon.
Uh-huh.
This was a this wasn't really a fan question. He's just telling us what happened because he was at SmackDown on Friday.
Oh.
The live crowd did not see the Street Profits match and only caught the end of the Bianca Belair match. We instead got a 3-on-3 match between Big E, Nakamura, Cesaro versus Rude, Ziggler, and Cruz.
Oh, so Teddy Long was there.
He was there.
Interesting.
So, yeah, those people saw that. It's just so weird that they did that on TV and then did, you know what I mean?
Did
and
the match
didn't show
off
the
camera.
Match.
You're right.
Because, like, you're watching this and it's like, okay, Big E's Mr. Money in the Bank. Why is Apollo Crews coming out?
Right.
Their feud's over.
Yeah.
And then
he's moved on.
Why are the Dirty Dogs coming out?
Right.
Why is Nakamura coming out? Why is Cesaro coming out? It's over. They can't win the Money in the Bank fucking thing from him unless he puts it up for grabs, but that's not happening.
But hopefully he's not an idiot.
Right. It's just like none of this makes any sense whatsoever.
Right. And this match will probably happen again.
Yes.
Next week.
Next week.
Yeah. They did a test run.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's good. Let's do it 3 more times.
Right.
Yeah. So next up, we go to Miami, Florida for the Rolling Loud Music Festival.
Bottom right.
Oh, my God.
Who are you?
I mean, this is...
Stupid.
The Orton one is like twice as long as any button on this fucking thing.
I think he pressed Orton first.
Yeah.
And it outlasted everything.
It's really loud. Or really long. But yeah. Wally comes out and tells the crowd to cheer, and they don't. So we got the fake Thunderdome cheers back.
Yeah, for the people who are there for a music festival,
right?
Not a wrestling match.
Right. This is the opposite of what we have where we're at a wrestling show, and then in the middle there's a concert. Now these people are at a concert, and then in the middle of it, a wrestling show starts.
Right.
What the fuck? That is so stupid.
How much did they pay people to go stand around over there?
No, they probably just didn't want to lose their place, like their spot in the crowd.
Right.
That's why they didn't leave there.
Yeah. Did they like airlift the wrestling ring in and out? Make way.
This was such a bad idea. Like the fake cheers were so obvious. They kept showing the crowd. And every time they showed the crowd, they only showed the crowd for 1 second because this was every person in the crowd during the wrestling matches.
Or this.
Just a blank stare. Yeah. Or just looking at the... Because they had a camera crane to go over the crowd. It was just them looking at it. Like, there it is. There's the camera.
There's the camera.
You see the camera? Hi, camera.
Are we going to be on a documentary?
Yeah. Right. Well, how I saved wrestling.
Yeah. How I saved the Rolling Loud Music Festival. Single-handedly.
Vince, you know, ratings are down. We need some ideas.
Hang on a second. I just had an epiphany.
Oh, okay.
Rap concert.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great, Vince. Yeah.
I'm a genius.
Yeah, you're a genius, Vince. Yeah. Oh, man. Did you see it, Vince?
That's tremendous.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it was great.
Hey, can we get the people who faked the moon landing to help us with this?
Right. Yeah, and then Vince sees the crowd out there, and he's like...
That was crickets.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that was crickets, today's Triple H's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was crickets.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Triple H's birthday?
I love you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, those clips are a year old.
Yes, they are. Or no, well, that was Triple H. It was the 25th anniversary, not his birthday show.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
which okay. I think was...
Same thing.
A few weeks ago anyway.
Yeah.
When they did that.
Yeah, no one cares about 26.
No. So we have Chad Gable and Angelo Dawkins at the music festival.
Oh.
The wrestling ring is so far from the crowd.
Yeah.
Like it's on the stage, then there's like a long fucking ramp, and it's so far from the crowd.
Right.
They're below the stage, like it's so awful.
Yeah.
Like they're not there to watch wrestling.
No. So if you're going to do a wrestling match at a show with non-wrestling fans.
Don't.
But if you are going to, this is where you have your big names come out.
Right.
This is where you have John Cena come out to.
Because at least those people will know who he is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, John Cena from Fast 9.
Yeah. Right. Oh, he's a wrestler too? Crazy. Yeah. Did he just start this?
Right.
Yeah. So this was... No one knows who the fuck Chad Gable and Angelo Dawkins are.
No, even wrestling fans don't know who they are.
That's true. Bottom.
But yeah. Dawkins wins with a spine buster, and the crowd couldn't care less.
Yeah.
And then we have Carmella versus Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
After rematch, after rematch, after rematch, after rematch.
And then they kept cutting to the crowd, but they weren't watching the match, and Belair retains with the KOD.
Uh-huh.
Who cares? Horrible idea.
Yeah.
They did not gain one wrestling fan from that music festival.
No.
They did not make one wrestling fan.
No.
No.
Right.
In fact, there were probably some like, you know, wrestling fans that were there, and they were like, ugh. Yeah, no, I'm out. Yeah, this is stupid.
I think I'm done for the night.
I'm done. Backstage, Shotzi and Knox were trying to fix their tank, and Kevin Owens makes a suggestion, but it doesn't work. Their missile isn't firing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they're fixing their tank, and Shotzi has a wrench. Hold on. Let's just pretend this Sharpie is a wrench. I don't even know if it was a real wrench. And this is her, like, with the tank. She's like, just pretending to turn stuff on the tank. And it's just like, what is happening?
What?
And then Knox has a hammer, and she's just like hitting the tank.
Like, at least like have like, oh, here's the instructions for the tank.
Yeah.
The blueprints.
Yeah.
You built the fucking thing.
You built it.
Yeah.
Yeah, War Games.
Yeah, we saw it.
We saw you
build it. It was like 5 promos of you building that shit.
Yeah. So KO walks away, but Baron Corbin walks up and apologizes to him for calling him a bad dresser last week.
Mm.
Corbin again asks for help, so Owens gives him some cash and says, try not being a jerk to people.
Yeah.
And then Shotzi and Knox shoot Corbin in the dick with their tank missile. So they fixed it.
Oh.
The hammer and the wrench fixed the tank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did MJF catch this?
Oh, you know what? I think he did.
Let's see. Dominique bullshit!
Yeah.
Yeah. Give Shotzi the $10,000. This film festival
is over. Oh, man.
Man getting hit in penis by missile.
Yes. God.
Nerf missile.
You know Vince.
This is such good shit.
Yeah.
Vince fucking loved it.
He did.
So
dick jokes.
So Corbin gets shot in the dick. Then Ziggler and Rude walk up and steal the money from Corbin.
I mean, that's pretty fucking
great.
That
was funny. And then Owens chased them away with a chair. So Corbin's turning face.
Right.
And this is Kevin Owens' job now, is to make Corbin a babyface. Like, this storyline of Corbin being broke and maybe turning into a babyface is fine, but it's not what Kevin Owens should be doing.
And then they're going to win the tag titles.
Oh, no!
Damn it!
Oh, that's not... They're going to win the tag titles? I'm angry.
Is that the clip from Corbin getting shot in the dick?
Yeah. Oh, man, that's terrible.
Oh, God.
Yeah. How do you like the storyline now?
Mm.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Edge.
Yeah.
And he's 100,000% a babyface. More than he was when he returned.
Right.
He's like high-fiving kids in the crowd and shit.
Kissing babies, shaking hands.
Yeah.
Spearing bad guys.
That's right. He says, I would be Universal Champion right now if it weren't for Seth Rollins. He mentions 2014 and says, Seth, you didn't pull the trigger then to get the job done because you didn't think that I would be back.
Seth, you have no inkling the Pandora's box of violence and mental pain that you have opened. I learned from the most evil minds in the history of this industry. I was in the Brood. I was in the Ministry of Darkness. You have no idea the depths that I will sink to get the job done.
Forgetting, like, the Ministry of Darkness had, like, 20 people. Right. They were like the NWO.
They also turned into the corporate ministry, so. Yeah. He was part of that, too, maybe?
I don't know.
Corporate ministry? I don't know.
No way.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess they'd already broken off from Gangrel.
Yeah.
At that point.
So Seth Rollins comes out calling him Grandpa Edge. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Edge invites Seth in the ring and promises not to touch him. So Seth gets in and says, when they talk about the career of Edge, they're going to talk about you. They're going to talk about the man who ended your career, Seth freaking Rollins. And then Seth brings up 2014, saying, I hesitated. And when I get that opportunity again and I got my boot on the back of your surgically repaired neck, I will not hesitate to pull the trigger. Mm. And then Edge tells Seth, remember when I said I wouldn't put my hands on you? I'm a liar. And then, which, that's an Arnold quote from Commando, but just not as good.
Yeah.
Because it was, hey, Sonny, remember when they said I'd kill you last? I lied. And then he just drops the guy to his death.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's like, remember when I said I wouldn't put my hands on you? I'm a liar. And I was like, oh, you were so close.
Yeah.
Just say I lied.
I lied.
I lied. So Seth attacks Edge and, Edge attacks Seth and hits execution and goes for the spear, but Rollins retreats out of the ring.
Hmm.
So at least there's one SummerSlam match to be excited for.
Sure, yeah.
That's the number one match to be excited for, really. So
how many matches have been announced? Like four?
Yeah, and Goldberg and Lash. Well, technically not, but you know it's happening.
Right.
I guess Cena Reigns, sure, but you know it's going to happen.
Right.
You know Reigns is retaining.
That
was terrible. Jesus. You know what? I deserve that. Yeah. I deserve it. Yeah. But yeah, Seth and Edge, I'm totally there for.
Right.
Next up, we have Zelina Vega versus what?
Literally.
Yes.
Yeah, totally
yes,
there.
That's right. We will be there. Next up, we have Zelina Vega versus Toni Storm.
Uh-huh.
Toni is a babyface.
Thank God.
That's the right call.
For sure.
And that was, I predicted that. Remember, I was like, she's going to be a babyface on SmackDown.
Because she was sucked shit as a heel.
An awful heel in NXT. Vega got the jobber entrance, so we knew where this was going.
For sure.
And according to Michael Cole, Toni Storm says she's stuck in the 80s.
What?
She wasn't even alive in the 80s. Wasn't even alive.
Fuck, I feel
she was born in the 90s. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
But like he said, because of her ring attire. Does her ring attire scream 80s to you?
Right.
No, not to me.
Michael Cole, like at the earliest convenience, can just go fuck himself.
There's been rumors for like 5 years that he's going to retire.
Please.
It's like, what the fuck?
Right.
Please.
Can someone drop him on that stack of dimes he calls a neck?
Yeah. So during the match, Vega accidentally rips off Storm's belt from the 80s, I guess. And Toni hits her new finisher, Storm 1.
Oh.
No longer Storm 0.
Oh, it went up a number.
Yes. She flipped Vega on her back and then hit a cutter for the win. It was a very weird move.
Yeah.
I would just stick with Storm 0.
Storm 0. Does anyone else do Storm 0? Is that why?
I don't know.
She had to do Storm 1.
But Storm 1 is weird.
Yeah, it is.
Like, you're going to RKO, just fucking RKO them.
Right.
Why flip them on your back and then RKO them and stop doing cutters?
Yeah. That's going to be our first chant at
Yeah. At no more cutters.
Ooh, maybe I'll use it when I go to AEW.
That's, oh my God.
No more cutters.
Yeah. No one should be doing cutters because Randy Orton perfected it.
Right.
And no one should be doing tombstones.
Especially kicking out of second rope, spinning, backflipping tombstones.
No shit.
On one.
Yeah. So, yeah. Toni gets the win, and Vega came back to WWE just to be a jobber again.
She has literally lost every match?
She has not won a match since she's been back.
Not even her first match back?
No. She's 0-3, I believe.
Oh, God.
0-3.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it's that.
I know she's not on Twitch.
Not on Twitch.
Fuck.
No.
They must have given her like a fucking dump truck worth of money.
Really? Just to make her jobber?
So she wouldn't go to AEW?
I don't know, man.
I mean, you know she'd go somewhere else and be huge.
But if they cared about her, why wouldn't they do something with her?
I don't know.
Doesn't make sense. I don't know. Anyways, next up we have Dominic Mysterio versus Jimmy Uso with Rey and Jay ringside.
Again, a rematch?
Yeah.
We've seen.
Why not?
Rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch
like,
after
why
rematch.
Why aren't they just fighting for the titles?
Yeah,
getting the rematch.
Right, why is this still a feud?
Yeah.
Like, you lost, okay, have your rematch, and then move on.
Dominic hits the 619 and goes to the top rope, but Jay distracts him. Ray pulls Jay off the apron. Dominic jumps, but Jimmy super kicks him in midair, but Dominic kicks out.
Yeah.
And then 30 seconds later, Jimmy rolls up Dominic. Jay puts his feet on Jimmy's back.
Tries to roll him up. They had a whole fuck fest of bullshit.
Yeah. And then Jay puts his feet on Jimmy's back without the ref seeing, and Jimmy gets the win.
What is that?
Yeah.
It's my terrible. Feet are on your back. I'm lending you my strength.
A super kick in midair, jumping off the top rope. Kick
fuck
out.
You. Fuck you.
I'll roll up, and I'm going to put my feet on your back, kind of.
Kinda.
Can't kick out of that.
Yeah.
Like, what was the problem with him taking a super kick and losing?
Right.
What the fuck?
Why did you have to do a botched roll-up?
Yeah. Imagine if Shawn Michaels fought Shelton Benjamin and they did that spot, because that was the first of its kind.
Yes.
Where Shelton jumped off the fucking top rope and Shawn Michaels super kicked him in midair. And then what would happen if Shelton kicked out? It'd be the most ridiculous fucking thing ever.
It would. And then HBK rolled him up.
Right.
You know,
he rolled him up to beat him.
Yeah. Undertaker hit 7 tombstones against Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania. Michaels kicks out of all of them, and then he rolls up Michaels.
Rolls him up for the win.
Yeah. Schoolboy. Whoop.
It's just ridiculous. Like, the reason why I hate roll-ups so much is they just do it way too much.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't be against roll-ups if they just didn't do it all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Right.
To try to protect Dominic? Well, he kicked out of the super kick, but that roll-up...
Yeah, that roll-up, it fucking came out of nowhere.
I don't know why they think roll-ups protect talent.
They make them look
dumb.
It
makes them look shitty. Like, it you lost to a roll-up.
Pointless.
Yeah. You lost to a
roll-up. You did all that cool shit, and that's what beat you.
Yeah. So, finally, we have an in-ring promo from the Tribal Chief. Roman Reigns says John Cena's putting on a nostalgia act.
The same music, the same entrance, the same run to the ring, the same outfit, the same promo, the same insults. If I wanted that, all I had to do was search online for 2005 John Cena. It's the same thing over and over and over. It's like missionary position every single night.
That's not a, you know, that's a pretty good line, and it's risque because it's PG. It's not PG. Apparently, they cut it from the YouTube clip.
Right.
But like,
Mommy,
if anyone's
missionary position,
and if if anyone's missionary position, look in the mirror, Roman Reigns.
Kick out, spear, pin, repeat.
And what's SmackDown every single night? It's Roman Reigns comes out, cuts a boring promo, and leaves.
Right.
Every single night. Oh,
look, I will give credit where credit's due. This was a really fucking good promo. He really took it to Cena.
Sure.
Even like you didn't get the part, but where he goes like, the big dog's not about missionary every night.
Yeah.
You know, where he's like, I fuck. Oh, I fuck. You know?
Yeah.
I thought he did really good here. I feel like he watched like tapes of when Cena and The Rock were feuding.
Maybe.
He's like, I'm just going to be The Rock
from
this, you know?
Yeah. He says, you're right, John. I can't see you because I don't want to see you, and we're not going to see you in the main event of SummerSlam because the answer to your challenge is no.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Then the music hits, and out comes Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Reigns tells Balor, my special counsel tells me you're out here to acknowledge me. But Balor says, I'm not here to acknowledge you. But if you're not interested in John Cena's challenge, maybe you're interested in mine. The crowd goes crazy. Roman laughs, but then the crowd chants, Roman scared. So yeah. Reigns says, challenge accepted.
Yeah.
And so, the show ends.
So
you know what that means.
Uh-oh.
Finn Balor versus Roman Reigns at the SmackDown episode.
SmackDown before SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is. Well, I mean, I don't know.
I mean,
they're going to swerve everyone. Cena's going to fight Goldberg.
Oh, dear God.
Hey, you can't beat Superman.
Yeah, like, what are they doing here? It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sure, have this match.
Right.
But then what does Balor do at SummerSlam? Nothing? Because, like...
Special guest referee.
Yeah. He's just going to lose to Roman.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Does he bring back the Demi Kang?
No.
No.
No. He's just going to lose to Roman, and that'll be that.
Maybe...
We've seen them fight before.
Maybe Roman will twist his ankle or something.
Ooh. All right. And then Balor versus Cena?
Sure.
If you love listening to us here on What's Wrong With Wrestling, what's stopping you from grabbing a mic and starting your own show? And there's no better place to host than Blue Wire Hustle. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and you just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is, you can get all of this for only $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting site would charge you just for the initial setup. So if you're ready to do more than just listening to us talk about wrestling, then make your voice heard in Hustle. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box in this episode to find out more, but that's bwhustle.com/join. All right, Raw starts with the new Raw Women's Champion, Nikki A.S.H.
Almost a superhero, Nikki A.S.H.
Nikki A.S.
A.S.H.
A.S.H. Nikki A.S.H.-hole.
Yeah.
Nikki gets in the ring and says, I've always wanted to say this. Welcome to Monday Night Raw.
Okay. She should have been like, I've always wanted to say this. The champ is here.
Right. Sure.
I mean, come on.
She says this feels like a dream, and she gets a you deserve it chant from the crowd. Then she cuts the most generic babyface garbage promo that only a 4-year-old would enjoy.
Yes. Believe in your dreams, and...
Your dreams will fight for... Oh, wait, that's Daniel Bryan. Yeah. Oh, wait.
Believe in your dreams, and your dreams will believe in
she
you.
She literally said... She literally said, if I could do it, you could do it.
Really?
Oh.
Because if I hop that railing and try to do it, I will get murdered.
If I can make a stupid gimmick to fool a 75-year-old man, then so can you.
So can everyone.
You know, at least she was smart enough to know, like, oh, Vince would think this is good, even though it sucks.
Right. I hate it, but he would
love
it.
She became the champion because she created her own gimmick, and Vince liked it.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, there you go. She's trying.
Right. He's like... Who the hell is
that? Well, you know, I had a gimmick where I was like this crazy woman, and it was really great at NXT. And,
yeah.
And, you know, Vince, he's like, NXT?
Who are you?
So,
right.
He forgets.
Yeah. Well, remember, he's looking for gimmicks, not wrestlers.
Not wrestlers, yeah. So then Charlotte Flair comes out and calls Nikki a disgrace of a champion.
Mm.
The fans chant, you suck. Mm. And Charlotte says, don't make me do the you suck it sign to all of you. The you suck it sign.
Bottom
right.
Who are you?
Okay.
The you suck it sign. Charlotte keeps bitching until the fans can't stands no more. And then
that was like 2 years ago.
And then out comes Rhea Ripley.
Okay.
Rhea Ripley wants a match against Nikki at SummerSlam because Charlotte intentionally got herself DQ'd last week. And here's Nikki's response.
Who said anything about either one of you beating me at SummerSlam? Each of you, when you were champion, represented this division wonderfully. But,
really?
Like my butterfly represents...
God!
This women's division is ready for a metamorphosis.
A metamorphosis?
I will be leading that change as your new Raw Women's Champion.
Wow. There's a metamorphosis. She's going to be leading the change of the Raw Women's Division.
Uh-huh.
And then Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville come out and they're just like, yeah, triple threat at SummerSlam.
Right. Also...
So much for her metamorphosis.
Right. So does the metamorphosis include losing the title and then winning it back?
Yeah, there you go.
Because she's going to be the new.
Yeah.
Not current.
How does she? How did they let her cut that promo saying she's going to change the women's division and
right.
the fans are cheering? You two don't deserve a title shot. I'm going to give it to some new people.
And then
Pierce and Deville are like, yeah, triple threat, SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Oh,
have
great.
Fun.
That's great.
Enjoy.
So Becky's not back.
Fuck.
Awesome.
So Charlotte wins it again.
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Right.
So Charlotte then demands a one-on-one match with Nikki tonight, and Nikki accepts, and Pierce makes it official because we haven't seen this enough.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte attacks Ripley from behind and throws her out of the ring, and then Nikki drop kicks Charlotte out of the ring.
Oh.
Yeah. So there you go. We'll get back to this later.
I mean, you don't have to, but whatever.
We have to. It's our job. Next up, we have Damian Priest versus Sheamus in a championship contenders match.
Oh, so if Damian Priest wins, he becomes the contender for the U.S. title. And if Sheamus wins, he...
Nothing.
Because...
Nothing happens if he wins.
He keeps his title against himself.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not sure that that's what championship contenders match means.
Right. Should there be like someone else that's in contention?
Right. Like a number one contenders match?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Mm. So mid-match, Priest kicks Sheamus in the head, knocking his steel mask off.
Smart.
That's made of rubber.
Right.
And then Sheamus goes to the top rope, but Priest chokeslams him off. And then in the end, Priest hits Reckoning for the win.
Oh, Mia Yim's character is back?
He got his finishing name back.
Because that character doesn't exist anymore.
Jimmy Smith said Reckoning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since
hopefully. I mean, it sounds better than he hit the lights.
Yeah, that's really stupid.
Yeah, hit the lights.
So now Priest will get a title shot because he beat the title holder.
Sure. SummerSlam.
SummerSlam. Next up, we have the Viking Raiders versus AJ Styles and Omos rematch for the Raw Tag Titles.
After rematch, yeah. After rematch, after rematch.
The first time, the Viking Raiders lost clean.
Clean.
And then this time, the Viking Raiders lost clean.
Cleaner.
Cleaner.
Yeah. Next week, when they fight again, they'll lose the cleanest.
The cleanest.
Yeah.
Yeah. They deserve another title shot.
Come sure, on. Sure. They've lost two in a row. Who cares?
Yeah, why not? Next up, we have Drew McIntyre versus Veer.
Huh?
Yeah.
Beer?
Veer.
Oh.
Mahal's boy, Veer.
Okay.
Not to be confused with Shanky. Yeah. It's Shanky.
Shanky.
Also, Drew's entrance has been improved. Well, depends on how you see it. But now Drew shoves his sword into a fake rock on the stage.
Excalibur.
Yeah.
What about a fake ass? Or a fake dragon?
Or how about... Stop doing this entrance when you're just feuding with Mahal now.
Yeah, because it's not special
anymore. It's not.
Fun fact.
Uh-huh.
So at house shows, they just have like the screen and then the curtain and you walk out to the ground.
Yeah.
So there's nowhere for him to stick the sword.
Uh-huh.
So he just goes, and then throws it to the ground.
Really?
Yeah.
You've seen it?
It was on WWE's Instagram.
Why would they post that? Why would they post that?
Yeah.
They couldn't bring The Rock to the house show?
Maybe that's why they figured, like, oh, we need something.
Oh, my God.
Let me see. It happened this weekend.
How many house shows have they done so far?
I guess one or two?
Yeah, like two.
Let me see. Maybe they...
Is it on there?
Did they take it down?
They deleted it.
Maybe it was in their story. That could have been what it was.
Hopefully. Wait, is that...
Oh, wait, no, this is it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, look.
So he's holding up the sword.
Holds up the sword.
Yeah.
Here, and,
And then it's just gone.
Hey, fuck it.
Yeah. He didn't shove it in anything. He didn't shove it in any hole.
No. And he's just got, like, a black leather kilt. Is that new? Or is it Ben leather?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Maybe he puts it down gently.
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 So Mahal comes out with Veer and some other guy in a suit. Mahal demands an apology from Drew for beating Shanky with a chair last week, but Drew shakes his head no. And then Mahal introduces his personal attorney and promises to sue him if he doesn't apologize.
Yeah.
McIntyre then tells the crowd to chant, Drew is gonna kill you. And they oblige.
I'm gonna kill this guy who's not a wrestler.
And Samojo's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that's his thing.
It is.
And as for the match, Mahal hands Veer a chair.
Uh-huh.
Drew claymores the chair into Veer's face.
Yes.
The ref calls for the bell.
Uh-huh.
The ring announcer says the winner via DQ is Drew McIntyre. But then Corey Graves claimed that Veer is the winner. He's like, no, they got that wrong. Actually, Veer is technically the winner because McIntyre
hit
the chair.
They even played Drew's music.
Yeah. So who fucking won?
Yeah.
I want to know. Who won?
I mean, clearly, Veer.
Yeah? So in the
Veer,
past,
you are disqualified for holding this chair and letting yourself get kicked in the face.
Yeah. So in the past, they've done where, like, the someone will bring in a chair, then they'll get the chair kicked into their face, and they'll be like, you know, the ref's like, safe! Like, there's no DQ because you right. brought it in the ring and you got hit with it.
You got hit with your own weapon.
Just let him fucking claymore him and pin him.
Yeah.
What's with all this confusion? I still don't know who won the match now.
Right, yeah.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
And then after the match, McIntyre brings Mahal's attorney into the ring and claymores him. So
sure.
I guess he's getting double sued.
Right.
Because he just assaulted a non-wrestler.
Yeah. I can't wait for this four-on-one match at SummerSlam.
Probably. Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, four-on-one.
Yeah.
Featuring and then, soon-to-be NXT
Who comes to save him? Heath Slater.
Sure.
And Heath forgot that McIntyre like beat the shit out of him the last time they were on TV together.
That's true.
Yeah. Here's some money, man.
Yeah.
I'm Shane's bitch. So, next up we have Eva Marie and Doo-Doo Drop versus Natalya and Tamina in a championship contenders match.
What the shit?
Eva Marie and
Doo-Doo
Drop.
What is this?
Yeah, what is this?
Right.
What is this?
In Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Yeah.
To fight Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
You don't have to fight Mike Tyson. Fuck.
It's just, how do they fuck this up so right. bad? It's so easy.
Oh.
You have them fight another tag team.
And they can lose easily.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Right.
Who fucking cares?
So this match was trash. Natalya injured her right leg for real.
Yeah, so.
So she tagged out for the rest of the match. Then Doudrop hit Tamina with a crossbody, but Eva demands to be tagged in. By the way, we have two women on Raw that have the same finisher.
Mm-hmm.
Doudrop's is a crossbody from the mat,
mm-hmm.
and then Nikki's finisher is a crossbody from the top rope.
Right.
Is this 1964?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Right.
Crossbodies.
Ultimate Warrior is pissed.
People are kicking out of tombstones and choke slams.
Backflip tombstones off
power,
the top rope.
And power bombs, but yeah. they can't kick out of crossbodies and roll-ups. Those right. are the devastating moves.
Yeah. Fuck us, right?
What's next? Just a basic body slam for the win?
Right. Hulk Hogan's like, my time's back, brother.
Yeah.
No more leg drops, brother.
So she hits the crossbody, but Eva demands to be tagged in, and Eva goes for the pin, but Tamina kicks out. Then Alexa's doll Lily appears on the Titantron, and it's a parody of the Evolution videos because yeah. this is Lily-lution. Hold on, I just remembered something for awards. I have to delete something. Okay. All right. I just had to replace something for awards.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'll be right back.
Award nominee.
Award winning guarantee.
Award guarantee.
So all this distracts Eva, and Tamina super kicks her for the win.
Right.
And Eva took a little bit of a bump there.
A little bit.
But she once again fucked up, because she's supposed to be distracted by the Lily video.
Yeah.
Then she looks back to make sure Tamina's ready. So she's like, hey, the video, looks back at Tamina. Then looks back at the video again, like, she's like, you ready? Then looks back at the video, hey, and then goes back and gets super kicked.
Hey.
She is the worst.
She was this close to having a wardrobe malfunction, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, you didn't see it?
No.
Like, the zipper on her top piece was hanging on by a thread. Like,
damn it!
Right. I was waiting for the announcer to be like, Eva Marie has suffered a wardrobe malfunction.
Right.
And can no longer compete.
At least back then, her, like, fucking top was coming off.
At a house show, Carmella had, like, a wardrobe malfunction, but somehow kept it, like, covered.
Oh, boy.
Somehow.
She's had a lot of those.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hot and hot.
Natalya and Tamina win. Who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
Next up, we're going to see Alexa Bliss versus Eva Marie at some point. or Eva Marie and Doudrop. I'll still never understand. They hired Eva Marie back.
To do...
And they're like, oh, you still can't wrestle? Well, of course he can't wrestle!
Right.
Who was training her? That's okay. You just won't wrestle then.
Yeah.
So next up we have Keith Lee versus Karrion Kross.
Uh-huh.
You know, this was a feud in NXT.
Yeah, good to see Karrion Kross here and Keith Lee back again.
Yeah.
Man, it sucks. One of these guys has to lose for the second week in a row.
That's right. That's
fuck.
Right. Go look at them when they were in NXT. Keith Lee had different attire. He had cool music.
Yes.
Now he's got a onesie and he's got shit music.
And then Karrion Kross had a hot chick and cool music.
Yeah.
Now no chick and shit
and
music.
Just, and he just walks to the ring.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow.
But yeah, Kross dominates for the most part and makes Lee tap to the straight jacket, which I guess is now the Kross jacket.
Is it?
The, WWE tweeted he wins with the Kross jacket. I was like, what? So I don't know if that was...
What the fuck is a Kross jacket?
I don't know if that was a like a mistake on Twitter.
And I still hate the fucking elbow to the back of the head.
His finish, his moves are
lame. Oh, it's so devastating. No.
His moves are lame.
Yeah, he does nothing for me.
Nothing. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. He's all entrance, but now he's not even that.
Right.
It's terrible.
Future 24/7 champion.
Oh, my God, 100%. Next up, we have Mace and T-Bar. We haven't seen them in a while. Welcome back.
Are we welcome back,
well,
though?
You know.
No.
They're facing off against Mustafa Ali and Mansoor. And before the match, Mace and T-Bar talked about some of their favorite animals again.
Lions.
Hold on.
Lions.
These are two monstrous men, and it starts with a lions.
I went to the zoo today.
Oh, wow.
Guess what?
What'd you see?
A lions.
A lions?
A lions.
Okay.
Lions eat antelopes, and snakes eat rats, and wolves, they eat sheep. Bah! The laws of the jungle are pretty simple to me. The small, that's them, exist to feed the large. That's us. Tonight, Mansoor and Ali are going to find out that that ring is our jungle. And their little tag team exists to be devoured.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Hold on a minute.
All the award winners.
Hold on, I gotta hear that again.
All that's them exist to feed the large. That's us. Tonight.
Wait, I missed it.
And wolves, they eat sheep. Bah! The walls of the.
Did he say eat shit?
Sheep. And then he bad like a sheep.
Bah! You know, sheep. Bah! And lions. Roar.
Yeah, it's like a children's book when it's like, and then the lion, you push the button. Roar.
Right. And the snakes.
The dog goes rough. The cat.
Meow.
Right. It's like the fucking what's that fucking toy that was like the wheel.
Yeah, the farm wheel.
You spin the farm wheel.
The cow says murr. Yeah,
that's exactly what that is.
Like,
we know what a sheep is.
You probably fuck them.
If I was T-Bar, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going home.
Right. Fuck
I'm going home.
Fuck this.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm
not doing this.
I'll work at the supermarket.
The only way this segment could have been good
at Kroger.
Yeah. Is when they said snakes. And then Randy Orton came and gave him RKOs. Segment saved.
Right.
That, but no.
Birds.
Birds. Pterodactyls.
Saber-toothed tigers.
What are they, fucking Power Rangers?
Lions!
Lions!
Yeah. So anyways, as for the match, Ali did Johnny Gargano's suicide dive into a DDT on T-Bar.
Yeah, sure.
And Mansoor yelled, that was awesome, because Mansoor's character is he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He's like a wrestling fan. That's his gimmick.
Yeah, he is.
That was awesome!
I love wrestling!
And then soon after
he's
that...
He's Nacho Libre.
He is.
But not funny.
And then soon after that, Mansoor beats Mace with a... Roll up.
Is that two?
I think. Is it only two roll ups? Jimmy, or which one? Who beat Jay?
Dominic
lost
got
to a roll up.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's low for this week.
Wow, we're only at two.
That's crazy.
No magic.
No magic yet.
Yeah.
Unless you count Lily's stupid thing.
Yeah, sure. I guess not.
I don't know.
Lily Lucian.
But yeah, moving on. We have an in-ring promo from Bobby Lashley and MVP.
Mm-hmm.
I liked MVP getting the old school heat by comparing Lashley to Tom Brady because they were in Kansas City this week.
Yeah.
And then Lashley says, I'm not even going to dignify Goldberg's challenge with a response. This is my ring and I won't be disrespected by anyone. So we have the two main events of SummerSlam.
Uh-huh.
Both champions are right now have declined the challenges.
Yeah, like wrestling.
Yeah.
Because you can do that.
Right.
Hey, I want to fight you.
You know that these are going to be the matches.
No.
Right.
No.
You know these are going to be the matches anyway.
Right. We're not, when they announce it like in 2 weeks, like, fine, you've got your match. We're not going to be like, holy shit, it's actually going to happen?
No, we're going to be like,
we knew this shit was going to happen in June.
We're going to be like, oh God, yeah, it's happening. Yeah. Goldberg, Jesus.
Fuck. We were really hoping it wouldn't happen. We were on Lashley's side, actually.
Yeah, of course.
How dare Goldberg come and disrespect all of us?
Yeah. So Goldberg's not here this week, so...
That figures.
Cedric Alexander comes out. Looking a little different from the last time we saw him. He got a makeover on Main Event, I guess.
Yeah.
And then he tells Lashley, you kicked me out of the Hurt Business because you know I'm better than you.
And for anyone... who's like, Hurt Business? But
right.
Who are you?
Yeah.
There's no business. It's over.
Yeah. Out of business. And then MVP still says Hurt Business.
Right.
Yeah.
And he still has the Hurt Business chain that Cedric got him. Right. So Shelton Benjamin comes out as the only baby face in this segment, and he wants to face Lashley.
Right.
MVP says the champ doesn't have time to deal with you. Two, and then Lashley says, I'll fight them both right now, same time.
Yeah.
And then he beats them. He hits Shelton with Goldberg's jackhammer.
Whoa.
And then he gives Cedric the Dominator onto Shelton and pins them both for the win.
Right.
He stacked them and
racked
smacked them and
clapped them. So this happened again. This was a rematch.
Oh, that's true.
Right after they broke up, they did this like 2 weeks in a row.
Yes.
No, or maybe one.
No, first they did Cedric versus Lashley, then Shelton versus Lashley, and then both of them versus
Cedric
Lashley.
Cedric and Shelton versus Lashley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have nothing for the WWE champ because the 55-year-old is busy, couldn't be here this week.
Right. Mm. Probably, you know, oh, my hip.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Can't wait to see him send his son an $8 check for his birthday.
Oh, God. You know they're going to have to sign his son. Just to keep Goldberg
happy. His son
happy.
Isn't trying to wrestle, is he?
I don't know. Probably.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like WrestleMania, like 48 main event, Dominic Mysterio versus Goldberg Jr.
Yeah, that's it.
Fuck.
That's it. Yeah. Anyways, next up we have John Morrison versus Riddle. Backstage before the match, Styles and Omos walk up to Miz and Morrison, and Styles says, I need to talk to you about something. And also before the match, wheelchair Miz soaked Brian Saxon with the dripstick.
Okay.
And Miz also squirted Riddle mid-match right in front of the ref.
Right.
The ref didn't care.
Didn't take Miz for a squirter, but okay.
And then Riddle kicked Miz from the apron, and he fell back on his wheelchair. So Miz is taking like little bumps right now.
Right.
And then AJ Styles and Omos come out, and Omos grabs Riddle's scooter and breaks it over his knee.
Right.
And then Riddle cries, why? That was for Randy. And then Morrison grabs Riddle off the second rope and hits a... like a razor's edge into a rock bottom.
Yeah.
And then he hits Starship Pain for the win.
Yeah. So setting up Orton and Riddle
for
tag titles.
Well, after the match, AJ gives Riddle the Styles Clash. Why is he still mad at him? Because he cost him the Money in the Bank spot? Because
he called him Skipper?
Skipper.
I don't know.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your SummerSlam match.
Who cares?
Right. Next up we have, R-Truth. I'm so fatigued. Yeah. R-Truth versus Reginald for the 24/7 championship.
In the ring.
Reginald did a Sin Cara-like entrance.
Right.
But they didn't show the trampoline, and the announce team sold it as if Reginald just straight up jumped over the top rope from the floor. They're like, oh my God, did you see that?
Did you see that?
He's fucking Spider-Man.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Reginald also...
Insane.
Reginald wrestled in a suit.
Uh-huh.
And Truth was mic'd up for the match so that the crowd could hear him.
Right.
He had a wireless fucking mic on his fucking cheek.
Right.
And Truth grabbed Reginald from behind, started taking off his jacket, and said, "We can do this the easy way or the hard way." What is happening? So now he's going to rape him? Now R-Truth is a rapist?
Jesus Christ.
He's taking off his jacket from behind.
Yeah.
We could do this the easy way or the hard way.
I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts, so that is 100% a fact.
Yeah.
Taking off his jacket, saying we can do this, he was going to rape him.
Yeah. So Truth goes for a move, but Reginald Cirque du Soleil gets away, and Truth hurts himself. And then Reginald does a flip onto Truth and pins him with his taint in Truth's face. Go look back.
Yeah.
His balls were on Truth's fucking mouth. And Truth is like, and yes, it was a fucking roll up. So that's three roll ups.
I figured the asshole was on the nose and one testicle on each eyeball.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's three roll ups. Then after the match, the jobbers run into the ring and Reginald does a parkour flip out of the ring to escape, which is an impressive move.
It is.
And that's the real one. Not the trampoline spot.
Right. So when do we get Reginald versus Morrison in a parkour match?
Yeah. I don't know. Next week? Yeah. Maybe?
Also, look at this great Instagram post from WWE.
Okay.
So here's Reginald doing flips and like five people slowly running after him. Like he is escaping by flipping.
This is the stupidest fucking shit. Reginald is doing backflips backstage, and the jobbers are chasing him, and they're slower than him doing backflips.
Yes. He's doing those speed backflips.
Yeah. So many, like, what's going to win worst moment? There's like 10 different choices at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know what to pick.
What is going on?
So finally, we have Nikki Cross versus Charlotte Flair.
Rematch after rematch.
You know what? This fucking deserves it.
Yep.
She's back.
Again. Welcome back, Kyrie.
They also called this, because the Raw Robot showed it. Don't forget about the Raw Robot.
Yes.
He's still there.
The Robot.
Yeah. The Robot. They called this a championship contenders match. Charlotte Flair is already in the title match at SummerSlam. So how is this a championship contenders match? I guess I still don't know what a championship contenders match is.
I guess neither do I.
They already said
you're
she's
in the match as long as you win this match. But if you don't win this match, you're still in
you're
the match.
Still in the match.
Yeah.
What?
What?
What? Anyways.
And why does Charlotte have to fight her to get in the match and Rhea's just in the match?
Before this match started, they showed the graphic for SummerSlam.
Yeah.
It said Nikki Cross versus Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair.
Correct.
She's in the match.
Right.
This is not a championship contenders match. Unless the definition of a championship contenders match, unless I have that confused. Unless we all have that confused.
Right. Maybe Nikki's not a championship contender.
They're trying to give every match a name to try to like make people think it's more important. Like, oh, I better watch. It's a championship contenders match.
Right, yeah.
It's not working.
No.
1.8 million for Raw. 1.8 million for Raw.
So
they have crowds back. They still can't get the 2 million.
Right. So R-Truth fought Reginald for the 24/7 title.
Yeah.
Was that a championship?
I don't know. Don't ask me these questions. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyways, Nikki hit Charlotte with a crossbody from the apron to the floor, but Charlotte got right up and rolled into the ring.
Oh, okay.
That's her finisher.
That's her finisher, so...
She hit the crossbody, and then Charlotte just got right up before Nikki got up and then rolled in the ring.
Makes sense.
That made no sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Later, Nikki hit the crossbody off the top rope inside the ring, but Charlotte rolled through and countered with a pin to win the match. That's it. Now, it wasn't even a roll-up.
No.
She just pinned her.
Yes.
Go look. She fucking cross-bodied. Charlotte rolled through it and then just fucking hooked the leg and pinned her.
But
that's
Nikki
it.
Still kicked her legs
yeah.
as if she was caught in a roll-up.
Right. It was literally just like Charlotte going, I'm bigger than you. I'm just going to pin you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Boom.
It's done.
Hands yeah. on your shoulders. Fuck you.
Right.
Eat it.
It's like an adult wrestling a child. Yeah, just yeah. you can't move.
Yeah, you're this done. You're done.
So that's it. After yeah. the match, Kevin Patrick interviews Charlotte, who says, what did you expect? No one's in my league. And then Nikki grabs the mic and challenges Charlotte to a...
rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch.
And Charlotte accepts. So that's next week, guys. You guys excited? Charlotte versus Nikki Cross?
Again. Again.
How many times did we see it before that? Like, it was two or three times.
Correct.
Where Nikki kept beating Charlotte.
Technically, this is the second week in a row.
Right. Yeah.
Next week, third week in a row.
Yeah.
They're going to fight every fucking week before their match, your second biggest right. pay-per-view of the year.
Yeah, that you know, it's crazy because that rumor, Eric, about WWE has all these great ideas for when crowds are
yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what my favorite part of Rock versus Austin was?
Yeah.
When they would fight every week
every
before
week.
WrestleMania. Yeah.
They would have a match every week on Raw.
Go trip on a curb and knock out your two fucking front teeth, okay? Jesus.
Oh, man. Sell the fucking company already. Sell it to anyone who's willing right. to buy. The Saudis can't do this bad, can they? No one can do this bad. Even
right.
Saudi Arabia, even if the country of Saudi Arabia bought WWE, I'd be like, you know what? Let's give them a chance. It can't be worse than Vince. Fine. Bring back the Ultimate Warrior. Let's see what that looks like.
Right, yeah. Starring, you know, John Cena as the Ultimate Warrior.
Right.
Fucking cool. Whatever.
Who cares?
I mean,
the Ultimate Warrior can wrestle now. It's crazy.
Right. You know, Triple H has, like, every time he's in Saudi,
yeah.
you know, he's like, hey, so any luck on that hitman? You know, no, not Bret Hart. An actual
Why
hitman.
Don't you just hire Bret Hart to kill him? We hear he hates him.
Yeah, we hear he's Hitman Hart.
We heard that Vince screwed Bret, and we were like, that's crazy. I can't believe they had... I can't believe they had sex.
Technically, we should hang him for it. Fuck.
That's illegal here. So, that's it. That's it.
That's the show. That's their show.
Charlotte holds out her hand. Nikki shakes it because she's almost an idiot. Oh, wait. She is an idiot.
Almost an idiot. Hey, you just beat me in a match, but hey, thank you. Thank you.
And then Charlotte beats her up. She beats her up right in front of a little girl holding a Nikki Ash sign.
Bailey did it first. Whatever.
Right. And then Charlotte gives Nikki another big boot in the ring to end the show.
Yeah. That's hey, it. You still get that rematch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great job.
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. All right, awards.
Yeah, let's do those.
Who is your worst dressed?
Oh, Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte Flair. Is that a woman?
My God.
God. I took a couple of stills.
I want to get a non-HD TV.
Oh, my. Seriously.
Seriously.
It was bad. I sent you a couple stills when I was watching, and I was just like, what is happening?
My screen
cracked. Did someone just take a hammer to her face?
Yeah.
Was her doctor, like Dr. Nick from The Simpsons, like, hi, okay, we're going to do the surgery now. I just have this hammer. Just hit
it's
her
like
in the
a,
fucking
This
head.
Is how you fix a tank. Hi, everybody.
She has like Owen Wilson nose now. It's like going the wrong way.
Wow.
What happened to you? What is happening?
Wow.
She looks like a witch that's like 1,000 years old.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to get you.
3 inches of makeup.
Blech, yeah. Blech, blech. Best dressed?
Good God.
Oh, there's the... Looks like she's dying. She's like, kill me.
Release me.
She's like an old vampire that hasn't had any new blood. Like,
right.
Kill me. I need your blood.
Best dress, Eva Marie. At least she's good for something.
I had Zelina Vega.
Okay.
Worst acting?
I had Eva Marie.
Man, that's, yeah. I had
video to me.
There's so many
video
choices. There's so many
there
choices.
There's not going with, really a wrong answer.
Going here. With Mason T-Bar.
Except Lions.
They all deserve it. Yeah.
Lions.
Now remember, you guys are monsters, okay? You're monster heels.
Yeah.
Okay, go. Lions.
Lions.
Oh, wow.
A baba sheep.
Oh.
Sheep. Ba. Ba.
Yeah, some raw.
You have any gray poupon?
Right, next week they're going to be in like fucking tuxedos.
We're going to eat some caviar.
Yeah.
Talk about lions.
Right.
Best acting?
Roman Reigns.
What?
I had Roman Reigns.
Okay.
He was really good. Fair enough.
Yeah. I'll stick with Edge.
Look, we shit on the show, but we'll give credit where credit's due.
You will. I'll stick with Edge.
Edge is fine. Edge is acceptable.
Worst comment?
Here is your winner, America's Most Wanted, John Morrison.
You laughed.
I know, but it's kind of funny. I hate that fucking word.
It's kind of funny.
And for them to like announce that as the winner.
Yeah.
Here he is, America's Most Wanted.
Anytime they say that or Johnny Drip Drip, I laugh.
Johnny Drip Drip's funny. America's Most Wanted fucking choked me with a spoon.
Oh, that was worse than a bah. Wow. T-bar, bah. Bang like
or
a sheep.
Lions.
That's mine, T-bar.
Bah.
Wolves eat sheep. Yeah.
Blah.
Best comment?
Roman Reigns saying that John Cena's like missionary position.
Okay.
Same thing every night.
All right, I'll go with that. Sure, why not?
I'll give one to Reigns.
We'll sweep it. Worst match?
Reginald versus Truth.
Ding, ding, ding. Super slow-mo.
Karrion Kross versus Lee.
All right, I had Eva and Doo-Doo, Poo-Poo, and...
Poo-Poo drop.
The Poo-Poo drop. And Natalya and Tamina.
Yeah.
Best match.
Sammy versus Balor. Baller.
Yes. Yes. Worst move.
The crossbody reversal.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
Yeah.
That's got to be it. Jesus Christ. Best move.
Omos ending the reign of the scooter.
I had that too.
I had that too. Nothing else.
Yeah. Like, is that it? Are we done with the scooter now?
Yeah.
Fucking please.
Right.
Now we just got to get rid of the doves. Can that be next?
Oh, yeah.
Can he somehow kill the CGI
doves? Can
he
put some foot on? Some shoes on them feet?
He should come out and then just like... He should have a dove in his mouth.
Right.
And it was like, no!
You think when they do Matt Riddle meet and greets...
Yeah.
He does them barefoot?
Jesus. Worst moment?
Worst moment. Lily Lucian.
Yeah, it's either that or the Reginald shit. It's all fucking garbage. I'm going to say Reginald because they both deserve it.
Yeah.
Best moment or segment?
Edge and Seth.
Yeah. Edge and Seth.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that, you know, got me excited for SummerSlam.
Right, yeah. Moners for Seth and Edge.
Yes.
Something like that.
All right. On to breaking news. Did you hear about this?
I did.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Crazy.
So WWE is producing a scripted TV series called The United States versus Vince McMahon.
Yeah, I have the synopsis here. Vince McMahon fights the U.S. government to tell them to get rid of steroids. Crazy.
Yeah. this is hilarious. So this person's Twitter handle is @notthattomgreen.
Oh.
Had this hilarious post saying, I obtained the script of the final moments of the movie or TV show, whatever.
Right.
Interior, empty courtroom. Vince stands over the body of federal judge Ted Turner. Judge Turner's... This gets so much better.
I'm sold already.
Judge Turner's body is bleeding out from the thrashing Vince gave him during their room-clearing brawl. Ted Turner, Vince, I'm in the wrestling business now. Vince rips out Ted Turner's heart with his bare hands. Standing over in triumph, Vince, I'm in the entertainment business.
You fuck.
Tectonic plates underneath the courthouse begin to shake and divide. Vince stands his ground as Ted Turner's body slowly rolls into the gap. Ted Turner falls into the earth's core as his voice trails, I'm sorry, I stole Hulk and Randy and Diesel and Razor. Vince opens a protein shake with his teeth and takes a sip as Ted Turner burns in hell.
This show sounds amazing.
Exterior outside courthouse. Vince's McLaren F1 parks itself magically in front of the courthouse as a crowd of adoring fans give Vince a standing ovation.
Ah.
Vince rips off his suit and neck brace Because he had the neck brace?
Yeah.
Revealing a muscle tank top and Zubaz pants. Vince grabs an American flag and begins to wave it to cheers. Two buxom blondes walk up to Vince. Buxom blonde number one. I can't believe you're so vascular. Buxom blonde number two. Look at the size of those grapefruits.
Oh my God. The genetic jackhammer.
The best part. The buxom blondes grab Vince's large biceps. Vince looks out to Linda in the cheering crowd. Linda laughs to herself and gives Vince a nod of approval. Vince kisses both buxom blondes passionately, then walks them into his McLaren F1 car. The crowd of adoring fans parts as Vince sits in the car. Just then, a group of destitute wrestlers led by Hulk Hogan walk up to the car. Hulk Hogan, Vince, we're so sorry we left you for Ted Turner's WCW. Will you ever forgive us,
brother?
A tight shot of Vince's face as he looks directly into the camera, cackles, anything can happen in the World Wrestling Federation.
Holy shit.
Vince starts his McLaren F1. Our hero's journey concludes as the car magically flies into space. We conclude with a wide shot of Earth from space as Vince's laugh echoes like Santa Claus. AC/DC Back in Black begins and we fade to black.
Holy shit.
My favorite part is he has got the two women.
The two
and then
buxom
blondes. Linda nods in approval. And then
oh
Vince
my
passionately
God.
Kisses them. That is fucking hilarious.
Jesus.
Bravo at not that Tom Green.
Yeah.
That was fucking hilarious, man. I loved it. I can't wait to see this totally non-biased TV series.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Also, WWE announced that SummerSlam will be playing in select movie theaters.
That's kind of interesting.
So if you can't go, you know, AEW's been doing this.
Right. Like, I wouldn't mind doing that.
Sure.
If we weren't going.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
Sure. And then also, Jeff Hardy was scheduled to appear at the Record Bar venue in Kansas City after Raw, but that has been postponed. The venue tweeted that Jeff tested positive for COVID-19.
Mm.
So I guess he gave them permission to announce that?
And now Karrion Kross is like,
fuck.
Fuck. And never. Keith Lee's like, fuck.
Yeah. Because you know this would have been Kross Hardy 2 this week.
For
if
sure.
Didn't have COVID.
Yeah. Roll up redemption.
Yeah. Any yeah. other news?
I have two small pieces of news. This one's like, it almost seems like half rumor.
Okay.
But it is news. So apparently WWE rejected an idea from Keith Lee to tell his story about where he's been.
Uh-huh.
But WWE didn't want him to tell it in a way that was going to be educational, whatever that means.
Okay.
So Keith Lee tweeted, I decided I'm just going to tell you guys the story myself. Give me a week or two.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's got to be a COVID thing.
Probably. Because,
right?
Like, that's what I heard. Like, he got COVID and, like, the symptoms, like, really
right.
kicked his ass.
Yeah.
So the other Strange. Thing I have is, this was going to be for Joe Pisano. WWE has partnered with TikTok to launch a search for two SummerSlam ring announcers. Users can upload clips with the hashtag WWE Announcer Contest to take part. Winners will be selected August 16th.
Yeah, it's easy enough. We might as well all do it.
We might as well.
It's easy. You just make a TikTok and you're introducing John Cena.
From Westbury, Massachusetts, weighing 251 pounds.
The man that cannot be seen.
Right.
Peacemaker himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
I like your new Spider-Man toy.
Thank you.
How much is that, if you don't mind?
Two.
You got two? Oh, right.
Spider-Punk and upgraded suit.
I like the guitar, which is the Van Halen guitar, but it's Spider-Man.
Right. And the, that's the little spider drone.
Right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Look at that Tom Holland sculpt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that pretty boy.
Look at that pretty boy.
Yeah, pretty boy.
So the Spider-Punk was $199.
Okay.
$199.
Yeah.
This one was $250.
Yeah.
So I actually got rid of a bunch of my pops.
You sold them?
Yeah.
So you could buy those?
I sold them to Bedrock, the comic book store.
Wow.
And they gave me like $600.
What? Yeah. How many pops?
Maybe like between 30 and 40.
like sign pops or what?
No, not my sign ones. Just like,
are they just like rare now because you have them? So like, you got rid of them?
The main ones I have were like convention exclusive, or
yeah,
you know, had some sort of sticker on them.
So how much money, how much profit do you think you made because you bought those pops but then you sold them? Like,
oh, I probably, like, half of that's at least profit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you.
Buy low, sell high.
There you go.
Like, I kept all my signed wrestling ones. I kept all
my
wrestling.
So now you can be like, it is an investment, see?
Fuck all of you. Beanie Baby's my ass. I kept all my wrestling ones.
Yeah.
All my Spider-Man ones.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Verse ones, so, like, Venoms and
yeah,
stuff like that. And so, yeah, I'm just focused on those.
I was in the mall like a week ago when I, or
and
a couple
I kept
weeks
the
ago.
Ones you guys have given me. Okay. Those were gifts.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, when I was in the mall getting my laptop fixed, I walked into one of those stores and they had like a Deadpool one for like $300-something that looked really awesome.
Yeah.
And then I asked the guy, I was like, hey, would you take like 100, 150 or 200 or something like that? And he was like, oh, I don't even know how much it co-. Like, I guess he couldn't negotiate because he's not
it
the
was
manager.
A, it was a pop or it was like...
No, the, it was like one of those.
Oh, the, like the figures?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's pretty sweet.
They have some new ones that are coming out. So this one is like... They call it Armorized Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks fucking sick. It's like Deadpool with Iron Man armor,
right,
but like $400.
Whoa.
Expensive.
All right, on to rumors.
Yeah.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
This is really where it's at. Bodyslam.net is reporting that Daniel Bryan has signed with AEW.
Uh-huh.
Which means, you know, if this is true, we gotta get used to calling him Bryan Danielson.
Correct.
By his real name.
The American Dragon.
So, I mean, that's pretty huge news, if it's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And then the other one is, according to Fightful, CM Punk is currently in talks.
Yeah.
For an in-ring return with AEW as the likely landing point. Ringside News, who's not reliable, said that he's signed.
Right.
But Ringside News is not... Again,
yeah,
not reliable.
Well, I...
But again, if that's true, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So according to a very legitimate site called Heelbook, according to an anonymous source, CM Punk and Daniel Bryan have reportedly either signed or they're close to signing.
Right.
Or they're in talks to signing or they're signing in on a Zoom call to talk about talks to start signing an AEW contract, but plans may change.
Right.
Check out Heelbook. They're not paying me. It's just a fucking great site.
Yeah. So I talked a lot about this with Josh on the AEW NXT podcast.
Another two-man show.
On patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
We're in
but like,
the world.
You know, if they get Bryan and Punk, that's really big.
That's a fucking game changer.
And... You know,
yeah.
Poor Hangman. I mean, if they're smart,
right,
you got to kind of put the belt on Punk.
Yeah.
Kind of right away.
And
again, you know, I would debut him at All Out. That seems like that makes the most sense.
It's in
fucking
Chicago. Yeah.
There's rumors that he's going to debut before that, which I don't agree with.
No, I don't think so. Unless it's going to be at the show that's here in Houston, then by all means, fucking do it.
Right.
But if not,
there's a chance
out.
They might just to try to help buy rates.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what they do now.
Right.
Well, Punk's going to be there, now you know. Instead of he might
but
be
like,
there, maybe.
Now that there's, like, all the rumors swirling it, like, the resale market for tickets has, like, skyrocketed.
Right.
So.
But see, they got to, when AEW gets wrong with surprises, they got to stop saying, hey, a surprise is coming.
Right.
Get ready for the surprise. No, just.
Yeah. Just do it.
Just do the surprise.
Nike that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty big for them.
Yeah.
And I think with both of them, they could probably potentially have higher ratings than Raw because Raw's terrible.
Right.
You know, AEW's been at 1.2 million lately. That's only 600,000 away from Raw.
It is.
So.
Getting Punk and Daniel Bryan, I think, would draw huge numbers for them, at least for like a few weeks.
I just don't want to see Daniel Bryan mentoring a young wrestler, which is Marco what they've Stunt. Done with everyone.
Yeah.
Like Christian Cage is mentoring Jungle Boy. You know, it's
Sting
like
Sting mentoring Darby Allin.
Yeah.
I mean, Sting gets no business in the ring anyway.
Right.
So
yeah. It's just that's just what they're doing with everyone. So
yeah.
I don't know. Also, Wrestling Inc. is reporting that WWE will have a Queen of the Ring tournament this year.
Spoiler alert, Charlotte wins.
This has been a rumor for years.
It has.
And it's heating up again.
Right.
I guess they're going to do it.
Sure, I guess.
I don't know.
Who cares?
Who cares? They don't even push
people. They need a queen gimmick or something?
Yeah, look at Corbin. He was the king. Look what happened to him. Yeah, look at his push.
Yeah, he lost all of his investments, all of his money.
Yeah. Being the king.
He lost his crown and now he's down.
Aww. Oh, all right, that's all for rumors. No trivia this week, but we got fan questions.
And how.
And how, yes. All right, let me just pull them up. Nick Ryder, if you guys didn't do the podcast and had to watch one and only one show, which would it be? It's tough because, I mean, it's not Raw.
No.
Raw would be the last show I watch.
Yeah.
NXT's starting to really not be good.
Joe's
except for Samoa Joe.
It's got more potential than Raw.
Except, certainly. And then there's SmackDown, which is all right. And AEW usually is the better show than NXT.
Yeah.
It might be AEW. I don't know. But like,
I think so.
But it's really like, you know, especially if they get Punk and Bryan.
Yeah, right.
Then it's definitely.
Give us that question like right after All Out.
Right. But none of these four shows are like must-see TV right now.
None of them, no.
That's the problem.
No.
Like NXT, before it was on USA Network,
was must-see network.
Fucking awesome show.
It was.
And we would say, thank God there's at least one wrestling show.
And it was an
that
hour.
That we could watch. And it was only an hour, but it was great.
Yeah.
Good old Stone Cold Savage. Listen to your best entrance of all time bracket, and it got me thinking, what are some of your favorite songs that would work great as a wrestling entrance?
Oh, I always, when we did like backyard wrestling.
Yeah.
With the cousins, like on the trampoline.
Right.
I would use The Offspring, The Kid's Not All Right.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, anything AC/DC
right,
works.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex Gonzalez, taking my stepson to his first ever WWE live event this Saturday. Any advice? Just prepare him for disappointment.
At least it's a house show, so
right.
There's a little bit more fan service.
All the baby faces win.
Yeah. They'll interact more with the crowd.
Yeah. It depends where your seats are. That's true. I don't know, yeah. Have a good time, I guess.
Yeah.
Try to.
Get a giant pretzel.
Pop culture junkie, Pushfire Barry, recast Margot Robbie's role in Wolf of Wall Street. I would never do that, but if you had to. Stacey Keibler, Alexa Bliss, Mandy Rose.
Mandy.
Push Mandy?
Push Mandy. Barry, Alexa, fire Stacey.
We couldn't be more opposite on this one.
I'm sure.
I would push Stacey, Barry, Alexa, fire Mandy.
Okay.
Yeah. To each his own.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, they're all smoking hot.
Right.
Minnesota Nice, did SmackDown feel like a lame house show this week? Every week.
Especially to the people in Miami.
Right. I feel like even the wrestlers acted like it was a house show. Yeah, I mean, again, that's every week for me.
Yeah.
Joe Martin, what do you think has been used more this year? A roll-up to win a match or the use of the word oos?
Oh, roll-up by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, probably.
The oosing is like, eh.
Right. But. Chris Not Cole, so No Way Jose and his coked up conga line debuted on Impact. I completely forgot that was a thing.
And what's his name on there?
I don't even know.
No Way.
It's No Way.
No Way.
No Way.
No Way.
No.
Okay.
No Way.
I follow Impact on Instagram.
Why?
Why?
Need a Y button.
Right.
No, I believe you. I saw it. I'm
okay. I think I sent it to you. But like the person introduced him called him No Way Jose.
Wow.
But then on the, like, their Titantron just said, no way.
No way.
Here's no way.
He was like, I copyrighted it. WWE didn't even care.
Right.
Zaheen Rahman, is Raw back to Thunderdome levels of shit yet? It never left the Thunderdome levels of shit.
It has to stop doing shit from Thunderdome.
Yeah. Ricardo de los Santos. Oh, snap. I'm early. I didn't know what to ask. I usually have questions when I'm listening. Okay. How do you feel that everything you said on your show actually happens in the future? That sure that happens a lot. Yeah. We're soothsayers.
Yes.
We can smell...
Of shitty wrestling.
We can smell garbage wrestling from a mile away. Yeah. Dashing Dan, a few years ago, I proposed a Pushfire Barry question for deceased Attitude Era wrestlers, Test, Crash Harley, and Grandmaster Sexay. I don't think you could agree on an answer. What do you think now? I remember this because I pushed Crash Harley, and you guys like fired him, and I was like, what the fuck? Crash Harley was like the
Holly.
Hardcore champion.
Not Harley.
Oh, well, I didn't mean Holly. To say Harley.
I said it twice.
Crash Harley.
I'm still Crash push Harley. Test. Push Test, Barry Crash, fire Grandmaster Sexay.
What was Test wasn't even good. What's your favorite Test match?
What's a Test match? I think he fought Eddie Guerrero at WrestleMania 17. I know that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My favorite Crash Harley match?
Yeah.
It was when Gerald Briscoe pinned him while Crash was sleeping.
Oh, yeah. I like when he was at, like, Discovery Zone.
Yeah. See, yeah. That's when it was
fun. In the
ball
pit, yeah.
That's what
the 24-7 title should be.
Right.
You schmucks.
Like, even when they had Mahal beat or try to beat R-Truth while R-Truth was golfing. Remember that? And we made fun of it, but it's more fun than just... And again, it was another roll-up. He could have hit him with something, like a golf club,
right.
And then beat him.
You literally... They're right there.
But Mahal was in a Speedo, and he was on his ring attire
on a golf course. Right.
And it was hilarious.
Who let him in?
Right.
sir?
Yeah. Jalen Silva. So I'm training to break into the business of pro wrestling. Is it too much that one of my goals is to have you guys bitch about how underutilized I'll be used when I make it to TV?
Deal.
Yeah, we'll of certainly course. Do that.
Yeah.
Austin McLagan, would you rather WWE go back to separate brand pay-per-views with only 5 matches every 2 weeks or stay at the same pay-per-view structure with 9 matches every month? They never did 2 pay-per-views a month every month.
No, but they switched months. Like 1 month would be Raw,
saying,
1 would be SmackDown.
He's saying every 2 weeks there's a pay-per-view.
Oh.
Fuck that shit.
No, fuck. Get out of here.
No.
No, not at all. No, sir, I don't like it.
No. Bradley tipped in. There's no way anyone is actually cheering Nikki ass. Could they make the piped-in audio seem any more obvious? I think it's time to make the jump to a sports/movie analysis podcast. Yeah. Don't worry. The movie and TV podcast, that's coming soon. Jake Baker, Push Fire Barry, SummerSlam matches. Charlotte, Nikki, Rhea, Lashley, Goldberg, Truth, Reginald. I guess push the women.
I guess.
Fire Goldberg, bury Truth and Reginald.
That's sad that we have to bury Truth and Reginald.
Literally bury them.
Yeah.
Kyle Fox and is Carmella the only women's Money in the Bank winner that held the briefcase longer than 24 hours?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Right.
Yeah, they always burn those women ones.
I still remember when they bragged about Carmella's had that briefcase for 200 blah, blah, blah days.
She would brag about it.
Yeah. And Lance Storm tweeted, so she's done nothing for 200 and something days. Yeah.
Right. She would brag. I'm the longest reigning. What does that mean? What?
Briefcase holder.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Ben Van D. I hadn't watched in 15 years until WrestleMania this year. My question is, how did I manage to miss nothing at all? Cena still calling out big Samoans.
Uh-huh.
Edge still almost winning titles. And Mysterio won a tag title.
Well, shit.
That's a good point, Ben.
Yeah.
I'm Raj Mali. Can we get some more debate Patreon episodes, please? Surely there's more wrestlers, matches, pay-per-views that divide opinion amongst you three. Yeah, we need to do another one soon. Been talking about that for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of what the game show was in a way.
Kind of.
Casey Bailey, who will permanently end a superstar's career first through inability to correctly do basic wrestling moves? Nia Jax, Tamina, or Eva Marie?
Nia.
I mean, you could make the case that Kairi Sane. I mean, she retired.
That's true.
It was right after like Nia fucked her up in the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
Just threw her fucking head. So you could make
so
that argument.
So Nia wins.
Nia wins. And then finally, Alex Verduzco. So a coworker of mine keeps saying AEW and WWE should come to terms to work together, and I keep telling him it would never work because Vince would book Roman Reigns versus the entire AEW roster, and Roman would go over. Am I right or am I right?
I mean, it depends on who's doing the booking. If Vince is doing the booking,
you imagine if Vince and Tony Khan had to sit in a room and, like, agree on booking for these matches.
Good God.
It would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Vince would just bully Tony into getting...
Oh, for sure.
Okay, Vince, sure. Sure,
and,
buddy.
And so many AEW matches have, like, 9 people run in at the end.
Right.
So,
yeah,
it would just be a clusterfuck.
It would be like Michael Cole talking to Vince on the headset.
Yeah.
Tony Khan would be like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. I love you, too. Okay.
Well, that was crickets. Every match.
Yeah. All right, that's all for fan questions, so that's all for us.
That's it.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, @WrongWrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling, $19.99. And then become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 gets you everything.
Yeah.
Like the new bracket that's coming out this week.
AEW NXT show.
Oh, yeah.
SummerSlam's coming up in a few weeks.
That's right.
And we've got a surprise for the recap on that one.
What?
Is it?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about right now. I'm tired.
Oh.
Yeah.
The SummerSlam recap that we're going to record Sunday?
Uh-huh.
Aren't we doing something special for it?
Maybe!
Sure.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.